Norah Jones was the big winner at the 45th Grammy Awards ceremony last night in New York. The 23-year-old singer and pianist and her collaborators took home 8 awards. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Norah Jones went 5 for 5 last night, winning each of the awards for which she'd been nominated. Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Best Female Pop Vocal, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Record of the Year for her hit single, Don't Know Why.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the House of Fun. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Jones seemed positively flummoxed by the accolades when she came to the Madison Square Garden stage to accept the 4th of those awards from 2 music industry legends.
I can't believe this. Bonnie Raitt and Aretha Franklin. This is freaking me out. So I don't know where Jesse Harris went. He wrote the wonderful song. He's backstage somewhere. This song was recorded as a demo, and I can't believe what's happened to it. Who knew? Not me.
Songwriter Jesse Harris took Song of the Year honors for Don't Know Why. Jones's engineers were named the best in their category, and her producer, Arif Mardin, was named Producer of the Year. Mardin told reporters that at a recent music industry gathering, he was marveling that a traditional pop album with jazz accents could end up selling more than 6 million copies.
A colleague of mine said, if I had brought Norah Jones to my bosses, they would have fired me. Now they say, go out and find one. And in fact, from the demos that I'm receiving, song demos, artist demos, it's all pared down, a piano and a simple voice.
In other words, Mardin said, get ready for a slew of Norah Jones soundalikes. Other winners last night included the Dixie Chicks, who won 3 Grammys for their album Home, and New York favorite Bruce Springsteen, who also took home 3 awards for his album The Rising.
Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On the backs of 60-pound stones, on the shoulder half mile line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the
A boxed set of music by blues pioneer Charlie Patton won 3 Grammys. Jazz keyboardist Herbie Hancock took home 2 awards, as did the members of the Motown Records house band from the 60s, the Funk Brothers, who backed some of the label's greatest singers. The band is the subject of the recent documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Funk Brothers vibraphonist Jack Ashford said that project's producers had brought the band out from under the shadows of those singers.
They said, just think, every second of the day, somewhere in the world, somebody's listening to the Funk Brothers. I didn't realize that. Now I'm ready to get paid. No, I'm sorry. 40 years of royalty.
Ashford's dig at record industry accounting practices harken back to last year's Grammy ceremony, when a musicians' rights group headed by Eagles drummer Don Henley and singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow staged a series of concerts to highlight artists' complaints about record company practices. Crow, who won a Grammy last night for Best Female Rock Vocal, told reporters that given the current slump in record sales, it didn't seem right to repeat the protests this year.
It's hard to go and fight about contracts when really the old record label mold is starting to eat itself. It's not really working so much anymore because of downloading.
Nonetheless, there was controversy last night. Crow told reporters that officials of the Recording Academy, which gives out the Grammys, had discouraged her from using the awards telecast as a platform to voice her opposition to a potential war in Iraq.
I was, and then the Grammy committees called my manager and asked if I was going to show up with any antics. They prefer to keep it neutral. I didn't feel like picking that bone tonight. I think it's on everybody's hearts and consciences. Nobody wants to rush into a war. Everybody thinks we should be talking about peace. That is the objective.
Members of the Flaming Lips and Foo Fighters, each of whom won 1 Grammy, said they'd felt similar pressure, as did award presenter Peter Gabriel. Officials of the Recording Academy and CBS, which broadcast the awards ceremony, denied that they'd pressured artists.
And in fact, several artists, including Crow, delivered anti-war messages. During a performance, Crow wore a peace sign medallion, and the strap on her bass was emblazoned with the words, "No War." Fred Durst of rap metal band Limp Bizkit made a statement of his own when he came to the stage to present an award with rapper Eve.
Since the 1950s, rock has meant many things to millions of people.
It definitely has, and before I say the rest, I just really hope we all are in agreement that this war should go away as soon as possible.
As always, the Grammy ceremony honored musicians for their lifetime achievement. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel marked their award with their first public performance in a decade.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
The two surviving Gibb brothers accepted the Bee Gees Award in memory of their brother Morris, who died last month. Posthumous awards also went to musicologist Alan Lomax and Latin jazz pioneer Tito Puente. Towards the end of the evening, a band that included Elvis Costello, Bruce Springsteen, and the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl paid tribute to the late Joe Strummer of The Clash. Strummer's friend, filmmaker and musician Don Letts, won a Grammy for his long-form video history of The Clash. Letts told reporters that he thought a band as explicitly political and confrontational as The Clash would have a hard time breaking through in today's music industry.
When people like myself and The Clash got into music, we got into music because it was anti-establishment. Seems to me now the problem is that bands get into music to be part of the establishment.
Last night was the first time the Grammy ceremony had been held in New York since 1998. Recording Academy officials say they hope to be able to alternate the ceremony between New York and Los Angeles. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
London calling. Yes, I was there too. You know what they said. Well, some of it was true. London calling. At the top of the dial. After all this, won't you give me a smile?